Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, a new advisory group has been formed with the goal of elevating the I-77 corridor between Charlotte and Columbia. However, officials are underlining that the focus is on life sciences, and it's called Palmetto Research Region.
The mayor has invited a few local and statewide participants to help evaluate new partners and industries to take Rock Hill to a whole nother level.
That is CEO of Springs Creative, Derek Close. He's the co-chair of the cabinet, which includes leaders in business, health, manufacturing, education, and even U.S. Senator Tim Scott. The goal was to raise the profile and marketability of the corridor for certain properties, seeking the highest and best use for the benefit of current and future residents. Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes.
A group that's to bring value to our conversations among economic development teams like Chester County, like York County, like the City of Rock Hill, Town of Fort Mill, Department of Commerce, I-77 Alliance, and so many others. Their charge is very specific. It's to make all of us better a decade from now or 20 years from now for our children than it would be were we not to act. Let's reach for something. Let's see what we can pull in, what we can continue to pull into our community.
One of those valued properties being the Palmetto Research Park, which is still known to many as the site of what was to become the Carolina Panthers headquarters. Co-chair Gary Simrell.
We are sitting on the best piece of property that Rock Hill could have ever had, 240 acres, prime for life sciences. We will continue to rise with this economy, with the people that we have here.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.